I don't think I would have the career I have if I didn't work in English. You know, I meet many writers from places, you know, say Finland, who are doing remarkable work that I'll never be able to read or know. But yet somehow, because I write in English, they know and have read my work. That's one side of it. So it's a tremendous, cultural hegemony working in the universal language of the moment, number one. But number two, I can understand their work because their work is conceptual, and their work in Finnish is really never meant to be read anyway. And so we throw it each other, say, here's a book of, every food that I ate over the course of last week, you know, and it's all in Finnish. But, well, of course, we understand that. You know, or Levi Lato, you know, redid Day in Finnish. You know, of course, I can't read a lick of it. And so, in a way, if you have a movement or a type of writing that's predicated upon not reading, you actually set up a way around the problem of primary and secondary and tertiary languages.